Now, if you want to get a room at a hotel, for example, you might ask for a room, but the person there also might tell you that they have one. They might say, I have a double room. How do you think you'd say that? I have a double room. Now, you may well have answered that as
He una habitación doble.
He una habitación doble.
Now that, unfortunately, is completely incorrect Spanish, although it would fit with what I've taught you so far. There's a simple reason for this. In Spanish, there are two words for I have, two completely different words. The one we've studied so far is, of course,
he.
He.
Which does mean I have. Unfortunately, it cannot be used correctly in Spanish with the sentence we've just used, which again, incorrectly is
He una habitación doble.
He una habitación doble.
Although the two native speakers here are saying it, for them it is incredibly strange and makes no sense whatsoever. This is because there are two different words for I have in Spanish. The reason for this is, if you think about it, in English, I have or he has or she has, they are used for quite a variety of things, and perhaps we can think of two key uses. On the one hand, they are used to express the past tense and things that happened in the past. For instance, we'll say something like, I've been to Spain before. I have done that already. I have already made dinner. When we're using have like that, it's to talk about events that have already happened. So, for instance, when you say, it has already happened, I have already seen him. However, that's not the only use of the word have in English. It's also used to show possession, so to show when you own something or when you have something. So, I have three brothers and sisters, I have a cat, I have a car, I have a nice house. Now, that little word e, meaning I have, can only be used when we would use it to make the past tense in English. So when we're saying things like, I have visited the museum here, I have spoken with him already, that's fine. That's what it's used for the past tense. But when you want to show that you actually have something, so I have a room available, I have a double room, you will use a totally different word for showing possession to show that you actually have something. The word for have that you should use in this case for I have is
tengo.
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 An easy way to remember this word is if you know the dance, the tango. A tango in Spanish is
un tango.
Un tango.
How would you say, using this new way of saying I have a tango?
Tengo un tango.
Tengo un tango.
It's an easy way to remember the word, simply to remember I have a tango. Or something like that, I have a tango to go to this evening. But again, that word for I have is simply to show what it is you have, what things you have. It's not used for the past tense. So let's go back to the past tense for a second, and how would you say, I have prepared the coffee?
He preparado el café.
He preparado el café.
So you can see there, that's the have for talking about what you have prepared, what you have already done. However, the moment you start talking about something you actually have, perhaps you have it in your hand or you own it or you're looking after it, you will instead switch to the other word for I have, which is
tengo.
Tengo.
How would you say, perhaps, or how would someone in a hotel say, I have a double room?
Tengo una habitación doble.
Tengo una habitación doble.
How would you say, I don't have a double room?
No tengo una habitación doble.
No tengo una habitación doble.
What is I can in Spanish? I can.
Puedo.
Puedo.
How would you say I can see?
Puedo ver.
Puedo ver.
And again, what is a room?
Una habitación.
Una habitación.
To say the room, you will say
la habitación.
La habitación.
How would you say I can see the room?
Puedo ver la habitación.
Puedo ver la habitación.
Changing the intonation, how would you say, can I see the room?
¿Puedo ver la habitación?
¿Puedo ver la habitación?
So again, how would you say I can?
Puedo.
Puedo.
He can.
Puede.
Puede.
She can.
Puede.
Puede.
You can, formal.
Puede.
Puede.
You can, familiar, informal.
Puedes.
Puedes.
You, more than one of you, all of you.
Pueden.
Pueden.
They can.
Pueden.
Pueden.
We can in Spanish completely departs from the others. It acts in a very different way. You might think it just changes a letter at the end, but unfortunately it doesn't. To say we can in Spanish, you will say
podemos.
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 It almost sounds like the end of hippopotamus or something. Hippopodemos. Perhaps not. Anyway, that is we can. So one more time, we can is
podemos.
Podemos.
How would you say we can see it?
Podemos verlo.
Podemos verlo.
How would you say we can go?
Podemos ir.
Podemos ir.
We can go there.
Podemos ir allí.
Podemos ir allí.
How would you say, and turning it into a question, can we go there?
Podemos ir allí.
Podemos ir allí.
Let's turn that negative and say, can't we go there?
No podemos ir allí.
No podemos ir allí.
Finish with, we can't go there.
No podemos ir allí.
No podemos ir allí.
They can come here.
Pueden venir aquí.
Pueden venir aquí.
Now as a question, can they come here?
Pueden venir aquí.
Pueden venir aquí.
No, they can't come here.
No, no pueden venir aquí.
No. No pueden venir aquí.
Notice how the no has been repeated, because the English prompt was, no, they can't come here. So the no in Spanish, just written no, is used for both functions, both for making a sentence negative and also for saying no. So you can have it twice. You can have no, they can't come here. Let's try that again one more time. No, they can't come here.
No, no pueden venir aquí.
No, no pueden venir aquí.